It's the day after tomorrow. That's when Apple fans will get what they've been waiting for, perhaps. News of the new iPhone. iPhone 5, perhaps they may call it. We'll find out. What else can we expect from the new gadget? Joining us live now is Spanky Moskowitz of The Data Doctor. Spanky, welcome back to WTOP.
Thanks, Mark and Debbie. I cannot wait. Wednesday cannot get here fast enough for me.
I bet. What are you hearing about the new iPhone, iPhone 5, or whatever it may be called?
Well, obviously they've hinted at the iPhone 5 because in the announcement that 12 had a shadow of a 5. So it's their hint at it. But, you know, Android users have been bragging about the screen size of their devices for a while now. And finally, it looks like the iPhone's going to have a bigger screen. There'll be some new earbuds, which are much, much needed because those earbuds are horrible. And there's going to be a new adapter, a new connection that's smaller. But I got to tell you, the big thing for me is their new iOS 6 and the things that it's going to be able to do.
Which are things like what?
Well, first of all, there's going to be hands-free integration in lots of cars for Siri. So now you can talk to your phone, and it'll be adapted right into your car wirelessly. If you're an iPhone 4S user, you either love or hate Siri. Siri is now going to be able to do things that you've wanted it to do, like launching apps. It'll also tweet if you're into Twitter. And, you know, I think for sports fans, it's probably going to be their best friend. Siri is now going to be able to give you scores, game summaries, player stats. I mean, they've really beefed it up quite a bit.
Interesting. What are you hearing about pricing on the new phone?
I haven't gotten any pricing information yet, and that's scaring me. But typically, if you're out of your contract or your contract's running out, you can upgrade, and they'll let you do it. And it's going to be a couple of $100 with a subsidized. I'd hate to see what a non-subsidized phone's going to cost, though. Those can be outrageous.
You know, you talk about the bigger screen, a lot of folks looking forward to that. What about the resolution? Will it be as good as it is now?
Yeah, so they're talking about the Retina display, which is in the newer iPads. And, you know, the resolution on that is crazy. I mean, you can zoom way in and you don't see those little pixels or dots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that Apple has really gotten good at. Their screen resolutions are great. The cameras on these devices are great. You know, some of the new features in this phone really look at the integration of social. People use their cameras for everything. They share photos. You know, just like they overhauled Twitter, they've done a complete Facebook overhaul in the new iOS. And basically now your contacts, the birthdays, their events will now be available to sync with your calendar. Social sharing of pictures becomes even easier.
Hmm.
You can upload groups of photos directly from the phone into the app without having to select one by one by one.
Hmm.
Spanky, I'm getting phone envy already.
Yeah, I can't wait. And, of course, as soon as we get our hands on one and start playing with it, we'll report back with all the cool things that you can or can't do. One more thing that's my favorite, and any business traveler will love this. It's called Passbook. Passbook is going to collect not only all those loyalty cards that you get at stores, but your travel info, your tickets, your flight info, and
wow,
it's location-enabled. So if you get to the airport, it knows, hey, you need your plane ticket, and it pops it right up on the screen for you.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Wow. All right, Spanky, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
No problem. We'll talk on Wednesday, I'm sure.
Yes,
excellent.
Indeed. Spanky Moskowitz of The Data Doctor.